A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you disguised as sheep, but underneath are ravenous wolves. You will be able to tell them by their fruits. Can people pick grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? In the same way, a sound tree produces good fruit, but a rotten tree, bad fruit. A sound tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a rotten tree bear good fruit. Any tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and thrown on the fire. I repeat, you will be able to tell them by their fruits." The Gospel of the Lord. Many theologians and New Testament scriptural scholars would consider this small passage in Matthew the heart of Jesus' message and ministry. It surely is basic to all that Pope Francis is teaching, "By their fruits you shall know them," and "Who are we to judge?" In our team's preaching work, we always provide an open question and answer time. What are the main worries that people have that get raised during this time? They worry about their kids and grandkids who don't attend church. They worry about their gay and lesbian family members and friends. They worry about anyone they know who seems to be barred from the sacramental life of the church because they are divorced and remarried without annulments. They worry about their grandkids who have never been baptized. They worry about atheists. They wonder if professed Christians are the only ones who will be saved. They worry about their own unworthiness in the sight of God. They worry a lot. I believe that what Jesus is saying here, that we cannot get figs from thistles, or positively that good fruit only comes from good trees, is that we need to notice the good fruit-bearing activity in the lives of all, especially all about whom we worry. If we can observe that good is being done, if there is love that is visible, generosity, kindness, mercy, concern for the poor, compassion, even if these occur sporadically and off and on, we have to say, God is there, and the Holy Spirit dwells within these people. St. Paul tells us that it is not even possible to utter God's name without the help of the Holy Spirit. Today, we can spend time taking note of all the people bringing fruitfulness into our world, also noting our own goodness, for goodness sake. God lives in them and in us.